Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn joins us for more Travel Talk on Saturday Live. And Ed, you've been visiting our northern friends.
Yeah, absolutely, Robbie. I've been up doing a bit of filming for a new TV show that's coming out there on Virgin Media at the end of August. And I suppose I've been kind of killing two birds with one stone, really, in that I've been discovering lots of new places, Robbie, that I've never been to before. Which have been actually fabulous places like Armagh. I did these great walks during the week there in this place called the Gobbins, which are these cliffs that they've built these amazing paths on. But just to give you an idea, I came up earlier in the week and I went to Warren Point, which is beautiful there, overlooking the mountains of Mourne and the Cooley Peninsula. And it was amazing, just an hour and 15 minutes drive, Robbie, which is really, you know, so near on the doorstep, really. And the weather has been lovely. So I thought Warren Point was great. And I went off to Killone Distillery and I met these two great guys, Brendan and Liam. Now, Brendan was an architect and he went off to Australia and Tasmania and discovered this amazing whiskey production that they were making over there, going back really to the traditional whiskey making, where you can focus on making the pots, like the old distinctive sort of ways that they used to make whiskey in the old days, not sort of like right. The mass produced stuff. And that was Killone Distillery, and it's in the mountains of Mourne in County Down, and it's just gorgeous up in the hills there. And when you look down over, you can see the whole bay there. But they make these amazing what they call mash bills, which oats right. and wheat. And they make unmalted and malted barley. And that was really lovely. And they're making amazing stuff. They even make poutine, Robbie, as well, which legally.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, it's hard to find it. So, you know, you have to go up the mountains. And I thought to myself, this can't be legal where they are, you know, but it was actually legal. And fantastic gin as well. Amazing. They've all these botanicals up there that they're doing.
And did you brilliant. Get to sample some of this for research purposes only?
Yeah. Well, I had a driver with me that day, Robbie. That's all I'm saying, right? Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Fair enough.
But, amazing. This guy, Brendan, he's kind of dispelling the myths about Irish whiskey, you know, and it's really, really interesting what they're doing. And they had a specialist going up from Trinity College when I was leaving, and they were going to sail off across to Islay, over to Scotland, to meet some other whiskey makers. But very interesting stuff, and really, really smooth, and really, I really enjoyed it. It was something different and nice. And then I headed off to do something, Robbie, I hadn't done before, which was actually a sightseeing tour and a visit to Armagh. Mm. Now, Armagh only has 15,000 population. So, of course, the oldest ecclesiastical city in Ireland. I mean, going back as to Ardvaca, which is the old name for it. And there's a whole history and mythology there. The Irish language, of course, Ardvaca means the height of Mocha. And right. I did this fabulous tour with Donna Fox, and I was learning all about the mythological Celtic warrior queens like Machas and all these giant personas and kind of Ulster mythology, and an absolutely beautiful city. The cathedral, again, similar to what we have, they have St. Patrick's Cathedral, they've got the Church of Ireland one, and then they have a big, huge Catholic one. But predominantly, I mean, what I loved about it was there's these amazing gardens up in this cathedral. They have herb gardens, parterre gardens, and gardens of contemplative sort of where you can go and sort of like Zen Buddhism, Robbie.
Right.
Totally get away from everything. And the smell.
Did you meditate there for a while?
I did, yeah, for about 10 minutes. Yeah,
for about 10 seconds.
That's all we get. We're on a tight schedule, you know. So it was like back in and off we go. But really, really, I must say now, I loved it. And of course, the famous Navan Fort, sorry, is less than 2 miles away. And you can climb the summit there to that as well. We visited there. And of course, the same name as Navan that we would have. And it's kind of really historically, it's brilliant, like culture and history there. And a beautiful city and people there, lovely, really friendly and nice. And from there, then I headed off, Robbie, to Blessingbourne Estate, which I'd never been to before. Again, this is an amazing place going way back to the Victorian times, built for the Montgomery children, and a beautiful place. Now, a lot of people are going there because they've got self-catering accommodation. They're pet friendly as well, Robbie, which is brilliant. There's four-legged friends everywhere you go.
That's a new thing, isn't it? Having a hotel that welcomes your pooch as well as your wife or husband.
Yeah, and they've even got pooches that you can like walk yourself if you don't bring your own.
Okay.
You can rent a pooch and it doesn't cost anything. So that's quite nice.
Right.
And again, the stunning, there's a beautiful lake there. They have horses for horse riding. Nick, the Colleen's husband, he raises his own Aberdeen Angus black cows there as well. I mean, everywhere you go, it's a working farm. And of course, the kids absolutely love it. Something I hadn't done before, the Marble Arch Caves in Fermanagh. I continued on to there. Now, this is really incredible, right? I don't know if you've ever done any of these cave systems, but this is a subterranean world and it's really, really something else. So you go down and you discover 65 million year old caves. And of course, do you remember in school, Robbie, the stalactites and the stalagmites?
Yeah, I could never get them the right way around.
The tites come down and the mites go up. So the stalactites, they have one there they're just millions of years old. And, you know, they grow depending on the actual calcite there. But it's beautiful because there's all water and the river runs through the actual caves. And wow. It's in a geopark there. It's a UNESCO heritage site in a geopark. And that really was something else. You go down and all these different illusions you see in the water as well. It's like Atlantis. You think it's underneath the water. And of course, it's just the reflections from above. And there was a fabulous guy there, Owen Shields, and he took me around. And I mean, I was exploring the whole world underneath, and that's really something. I'd say if anyone hasn't done it, the Marble Arch Caves, really, really brilliant. And they take them in small, like the groups are only 15 people. That's one thing they've really done very well at up here, Robbie, at the moment, is everything is really well done. You know, they have I don't know how many tours it is per day, everything is distance, you know, it's all very social distancing. And
have you found that intrude in any way in your experiences there?
Yeah, you know, the hardest part really, Rob, is the hardest part is when you meet somebody, you automatically, you know, especially when you're meeting tour guides and people, you automatically, you know, our Irish friendly ways, like the handshake to go out across, but you, so it's all this little elbow touching and, you know, virtual handshake. So, I mean, that is, I suppose, for us, I think, especially Irish people, that's something that's really, really difficult for us, you know, because I found that is very, very hard. And but again, I mean, you know, it's everywhere you go, there's sanitizing. And, you know, even the lads from Killone, they're very funny, the distillery, they actually they made their own sanitizer as well from that fabulous alcohol that they brew. And they've been distributing that all over the place. So they, you know, it's great to see the smart, the innovative way people are getting around, because it is difficult, Robbie, to see these attractions and to see, you know, some places, even best guest houses and places you'd stay, like where people just don't have the business that they did have before, you know. And it's tough, you know, it's a tough time, really. It is.
The interesting thing I found about the north of Ireland is, as you said earlier, it's quite close to where we are. And yet all we think of doing are the standard sort of giant causeway Titanic experiences, but there's so much more to offer up there, isn't there?
Oh yeah, listen, absolutely. And I mean, what's really fabulous about it is that the different areas that I was just telling you about there now, where I went, I mean, they were all new things for me. I'll be telling you next week about Beleek Pottery, which was fabulous, the Seamus Heaney home place. I was out on Loch Ney, the biggest lake in the UK and Ireland. In fact, the third biggest in Western Europe, and eel fishing there, the Goblin. So, I mean, I was just kind of determined to just check out some new things, and completely amazing. Glenarm Castle as well, where I went, Robbie. They're still actually living there, the Viscount. It's a living Downton Abbey, if you like.
Right.
And that was, the gardens there are just unbelievable. And again, they grow all their own food, pears and all the gorgeous, you know, sort of fruit, and they have their own salmon and short cross Shorthorn, the cows there as well, that beautiful beef. So, yeah, absolutely. Really kind of almost a revelation in a way, you know. And yeah. I haven't even talked yet about the tours I'm going to be doing in Belfast next week.
And will we get to see some of these places you visited that we spoke about today on your on the show on Virgin Media?
Yeah, you'll be able to see. It's a two-part program, Robbie, called A Giant's Welcome. It's actually, we made one and two last March. This is three and four. And yeah, so it'll be 13 of these new experiences and places that that I've never been to before. And they'll all be on there on the actual, they'll all be on the program, which will be lovely for people actually to get a flavor of what they can do when they come up.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thanks for letting us in on the, I suppose, the preview of what we can expect on TV, Ed. And looking forward to chatting next week about your further experiences in the north of Ireland.
And for anybody that wants to get info on that, there's a great website there. They can go on to discovernorthernireland.com and they have any of the things I was speaking about there. They have loads of information. And of course, we'll put the podcast up as well on the Sunshine website.
Perfect. Well, enjoy your trip, your continued trip up the north, and we'll chat to you next week on Saturday Live.
All the best, Robbie.
Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.